Housing prices in the U.S. are at an all-time high, and cities across the country are taking drastic measures to increase density and bring prices down. As part of our City Limits series, Tyler Lake looks into a question from a local realtor who wants to know why it's so difficult to find affordable places for her clients in Bloomington.
Linda Kidwell hates letting her clients down, but when it comes to the Bloomington market, it happens a lot more than she'd like.
You know, when they call and say, you know, I need something for $400 or $500 a month, sorry, you know, can't do it. I don't know of anything.
She wonders why the city isn't looking for ways to provide higher density housing without building large apartment buildings.
Some of the old houses here are huge. I mean, it would be very, very, very simple to make them into quad units or even a triplex.
Kidwell isn't the only one who thinks multifamily homes could be one tool to increase housing stock and help lower prices. The issue has become part of the debate about the Unified Development Ordinance.
So we really have a situation where people are trying to buy homes and there are literally no homes to buy, especially in lower price points.
That's Kate Rosenbarger, the District 1 Bloomington City Council representative-elect. She's a proponent of a kind of housing targeted at people who may not be able to afford a single-family home, but don't want to live in a large apartment building. It's called missing middle housing.
I think the big debate that we're facing right now is where do these homes go and what do these homes look like? And this isn't a problem specific to Bloomington, as people talk about all the time. This is happening across the country. And it's a big discussion about equity and, I would say, climate action.
She says the city needs to increase its housing stock dramatically, and it should use every tool at its disposal to make that happen.
We don't need to recreate a wheel here. We need to use good ideas and best practices and things that have been proven to work in other cities across the country, even across the world.
Minneapolis recently dissolved single-family neighborhood zoning entirely to try and create more multifamily housing. Bloomington didn't put single-family zoning laws in place until the 70s, and that, Planning and Transportation Director Terry Porter says, is why there are still duplexes and triplexes in neighborhoods across the city.
There are many, and they're sprinkled all through all of the neighborhoods throughout the city. So what we're talking about isn't new.
She's seen in other cities that these kind of modest homes fit well even in older neighborhoods.
You really could not tell the difference between the duplex or the triplex in a single family home, and they fit into the form of the neighborhood. So we're not advocating big projects coming in and towering over existing housing.
But current District 1 City Council Representative Chris Sturbaum worries that might be exactly what happens.
The city of Bloomington, believe it or not, is about 70% rental. So, you know, single family housing, that's a minority, 30%. What it really starts to do is convert ownership to a rental neighborhood again. So we're already at 70%. So are we going for 75%?
And he's quick to point out that these old core neighborhoods are being looked at for greater density because the much larger lots and housing additions have homeowners associations and covenants that prevent multifamily units.
It puts the target right on the working class neighborhoods because that's what you can regulate.
But he agrees with Rosenbarger that it's vital to lower housing costs in the city.
There is no market rate affordable housing. That's the problem.
He just doesn't see adding multifamily homes in the old core neighborhoods as the best way to get there. He notes the current site at Bloomington Hospital will be vacant within a couple of years and will offer many new options. He also says there are a number of lots in the city that are still ripe for development. That's something Porter agrees with, but she thinks it doesn't go far enough.
It has to be a multifaceted approach. It's not one thing that's going to work.
City officials say carefully crafted zoning language could increase density while preventing those new units from becoming entirely student-occupied rentals. But how they might make that work is still unclear. Porter says they're refining the latest draft of the UDO, and it's likely to be released in the early part of this month. And a few weeks later, she says, they'll hold public meetings where Bloomington residents can have their say about the future of the city. For WFIU News, I'm Tyler Lake.